something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. Look beyond the world. As I look beyond the world, Jesus got there. They took him to the place where the man had been laid, dead for 4 days. Decomposition had set in. They said, by this time, he stinketh. He said, don't worry, roll the stone away. They rolled the stone away. How did Jesus pray? He said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me because you hear me always. What did the Father hear? What he said before. This sickness is not unto death. Now, there was another time a little girl died. When Jesus came, he said, little girl, I say unto you, arise. So Jesus got that girl to arise. But let's look what he did to Lazarus. He said, I thank you, Father, that you've heard me because you hear me always. Now, he stood in front of that cave and yelled out, Lazarus, come out. Like he was calling somebody behind the wall. You understand? He didn't say, rise from the dead. He didn't say, arise. He said, Lazarus, come out. Come out. He was in the cave. He said, come out. They thought he was really, really crazy now. The Jewish leaders were all there. They thought he was really mad now. Didn't you say he had a demon? But to their amazement, Lazarus came hopping out of that cave. What did Jesus know? What did he have? Insight into reality. Reality. They said that I have, they said it's a cancerous growth. They said it's cancer. They said, who said? Who said? Huh? The wisdom of the doctor, right? Can you see beyond it? Can you see the emptiness of it? They said the fibroid is growing larger. They said the fibroid is bigger. Doctor said it's operation. Why are you afraid of operation? Because of the knife. They're going to cut you open. Okay, I don't want to be put under anesthesia. Let them. I would like to be awake. Let me be looking at them. Because you don't know if you go or whether you come back. Didn't you say there's a heaven? How many times did he tell us, fear not, fear not, fear not? Fear not. It's growing larger. How do you know? I can feel it. And then you come to church and say,
I'm not moved by what I feel. Why didn't you laugh when you felt it? You ought to laugh. Yeah. You see, that's the wisdom of God. Now, let me show you something there. Hey, hello. I told you, when you're born again, all right, you have what? Ginosko knowledge. Ginosko. It's revelation of the word that comes to you. I said, but that revelation, if you're going to grow in the things of God, you have to get into what? Epignosis. You remember that? Okay. Now, look at this. I want you to turn to the book of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1. Are you there? All right. I'm reading to you from verse 17. You know, he is talking about John the Baptist. This is a prophecy about John the Baptist and so on and so forth. It says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient, I want you to mark that word, disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Did you get it? To the wisdom of the just. Now, here's something very beautiful. He says, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, or the wisdom of the righteous. The disobedient. That word is the word that is referred to again in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, where it's the third chapter, when you read about the children of Israel not being persuadable. Okay? Now, here's the point. The word means one who cannot be persuaded. One who is unbelieving. That's the one he calls disobedient. The English translation says disobedient. It means one that will not be persuaded. He will not believe. He will not be persuaded to act accordingly. Now he says to turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to the wisdom of the righteous. So the righteous have a certain kind of wisdom. Now, what kind of wisdom is he referring to here? This time he chooses another word. It's a Greek word that's called phronesis. All right? Phronesis. Phronesis. All right? All right. Now, what kind of wisdom is phronesis? He means a mindset. I think that's the best way to describe that. A mindset. Now, I know many of you use the word mindset, but I should read to you the meaning of that compound word mindset. Are you there? All right, mindset means a fixed mental attitude or disposition. Are you getting it? A fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines a person's responses to situations and his interpretations of those situations. A fixed mental attitude. You see, he now has a mental attitude that influences his actions in any given situation. He has a fixed mental attitude. There's a way the guy is. There's a way he reasons. You can almost tell how he's going to behave in a certain situation. And the interpretation, his interpretation of situations. He says, a fixed mental attitude. Now, phronesis is a mindset. So he says, to turn the disobedient to the mindset of the righteous. The righteous, God's righteous ones, are supposed to have a mindset. You see, all this time when I share with you the word of God, I try to help you get a mindset. I'm taking you on a journey so you can have the mindset of a victor. The mindset of one who is more than a conqueror. A mindset of a success. There's a mindset. He says a fixed mental attitude. This is the kind of wisdom that he wants to take you to. Are you there? No. I want you to look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. He had a mindset. He sent his disciples, says, you go and wait for me somewhere. You know, he appointed them to wait for him somewhere. He was praying. When he was through, it was nighttime. Dark night. And Jesus came down from where he was praying, and it's the sea. All the boats were gone. He didn't start praying. He just walked on the water. He had a mindset. He didn't think of sinking. Do you understand? There was a mindset. He had a fixed mental attitude that couldn't distinguish between the water and the concrete or the ground. There was no difference. A mindset that recognizes no fear. No matter what happens behind you, all you do is look at it. With the mindset of a victor. They can't knock you out.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.